Hello there. Welcome to episode 7. You are tuned in to Sakura and I'm your host Yashika. It's been a long while that I've recorded an episode, but it feels so good to be back after this break. So without any further ado, let's dive into this episode, which is about mindfulness. I can almost undoubtedly assert that we've all been through feelings of resentment, longing, anxiety, and anger. Though it's 100% normal to go through these emotions, but it is not mandatory to sit through this emotional roller coaster. You can, well, simply avoid it. So this episode is about learning to inhibit exasperation by inviting composure and patience at your door. I'm no guru to provide you mantras that drain away anxiety, but mindfulness is so beautiful and significant that I can certainly say that it will affect your emotions and feelings for the good. So mindfulness is a meditation, a state of complete awareness of how you feel in that very moment. It is about discarding all sense of judgment and giving your mind the time to relax and ease. During a typical day, we spend way too much or nearly all our time interpreting, plotting, and thinking. This strain can really affect our mind and cause it to plunge into overthinking, stress, insomnia, and at the worst, depression. So mindfulness can help your mind attain a sense of harmony, which brings your body in consonance with it. According to Harvard Business Review, there can be so many unique ways in which we can practice mindfulness. First of all, learn to take things slow. Don't rush through life. When you eat your French fries, just enjoy that moment. Divert your mind to smell it, taste it, and delve into it. Don't let it wander away into thinking what assignment deadline you have tomorrow. Discern your attention to the moment and observe your thoughts and sensations. You cannot spend all of your time living in the past or the future. Now, when I say scan through the feelings, it is not always about positive feelings. In fact, becoming truly mindful and aware means that we're able to see, name, and more fully experience things when we're angry, sad, jealous, vulnerable, or lonely. This too is mindfulness. So the primary concern is to learn to recognize what tricks into thinking that it's a bad day. If we figure out the very emotion that insinuates us into going down that tormentous road, we can manage it the better the next time. Over time, this practice can become so effortless that you begin to tackle these emotions without even reacting. There you hit the bullseye. So we can often reframe a situation and create a new map if we don't find our way. Mindfulness is that cartographer that can make it for you. So thank you for lending me an ear. I would love to hear from you. Connect with me on the Instagram handle sakura.pod and follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen your podcasts.